One of the questions that comes up with regards to the mitzvah of Hadlakat Ner, lighting the Shabbat candles, is the question, if you're not home at for Friday night dinner, where is the correct place to light? So we've got three scenarios that need to be addressed. First is a question, you're just invited out for dinner Friday night, and you're coming back home after dinner to sleep in your own place. That's, is you best off lighting at home, or are you best off lighting where you're eating the meal? So it's definitely the case that you're best off lighting at home. That's where you should, where you've got the chiyuv of lighting Shabbat candles. And you should make sure that the candles are burning long enough that you'll still be able to get some benefit from them when you come home. That's, if possible, when you come home, you should sit down, have a cup of lemon tea and some after eights or whatever it is, par of after eights, of course, that, and get some hana from the lights. That's, and that would be the best thing to do. Or alternatively, to stay with them till a little bit after as it's getting dark and get some benefit from them then, and then go out to your host. But sometimes that's not possible or convenient. Could be a summer Friday night where you're invited, you know, at to come straight from shul, that, and you can't light before shul because it's before plag hamincha, that, so you're not going to be able to light at home. Or it could be that perhaps your hosts are some distance away from you. You want to be able to drive there, that, and walk home. That, so in that case, you can, in actual fact, light the candles at your host. It's not the best option, but it's certainly a valid halakhic option. One should nevertheless make sure that there are going to be lights on at home when you come home, so that you've still got the kiyum of shalom bayit, that domestic tranquility, that you're not going to be able, you're not going to be tripping over things when you get home. That's the first scenario. Second scenario is where you're staying over at somebody's house, that's for Shabbat, and you're eating with them. That's but you still want to light Shabbat candles. Certainly, that's it's the correct thing to do. That's even though if you're someich al shulchan ban habayit, probably it's not strictly necessary for you to light your own candles. And generally speaking, a man doesn't, but a woman will light her own candles. Best place again to light is going to be in the bedroom, if that's possible. That's because that's your own rashut, and nobody else is going to be coming into there. But sometimes that's not possible to light in the bedroom. There isn't space, there are fluffy curtains around, all sorts of things like that. So in that case, you can light in the dining room. There's a slight halakhic preference to try and light before the Baalat HaBayit lights. That's because once she's lit, then, you know, perhaps you've been covered in the mitzvah already. So if you're lighting at the same time, better, if possible, to light just before she does. The third scenario that comes up is about lighting if you're staying in a hotel for Shabbat. Where should you light? So there, again, the best place to light would be in the bedroom. The problem is that very often, or almost invariably, I suspect, you're not supposed to light candles in your hotel bedroom. So what are the other alternatives? So one alternative actually would be to light electric lights in the bedroom and to say the bracha over them. That's as the Ner Shel Shabbat. So we've discussed in the previous shir, that's the din about saying a bracha over the electric lights. But again, there'll be a question whether you really want the electric lights in your room on all over Shabbat, whether that's feasible, what lamps there are, etc., etc. So the next best is to light in the dining room, but candles really should be positioned at either on your table or near your table, so that you're getting some benefit from them, or at least able to admire them and enjoy them during the course of the meal. If they're halfway over the other side of the dining room, it's a bit of a challenge. That's many hotels, they don't even want that either, and they have a table outside the dining room for everybody to light there. That's certainly not an option. optimum halachic solution, that nobody's getting any benefit from these candles at all. They're not where you're sleeping. They're not in an area that you're particularly using. That the area that you're using is very, very well lit already. And you're not even spending much time there. And they're not to where you're eating your meal. If there's no alternative, then one could light there. But certainly one should make sure that one spends some time sitting in the lobby and admiring the candles, if possible, having a bit of a snack. So again, if it's, you know, sort of the pro, they give you small candles to light, you know, that only last for an hour and a half, and then you're spending the whole time at some program, you know, after, you know, lighting candles, it's Mincha and Kabbalat Shabbat, and then there's dinner, and by the time you finish dinner, you come back to the lobby and all the candles have gone out. So that would not be a very satisfactory halachic solution. Adkan.